from Martha Merrill Books in downtown Waukesha, 231 West Main Street. We've been in business now almost 28 years. We're the book detectives. We can find adult and children's books, even if they're out of print. If we can't find it, it's probably not available. At Martha Merrill's, we specialize in unique gifts. We sell puppets and stuffed animals, but we don't sell watches because we're timeless. We do gift wrapping. When you walk out of the store, you have a present ready. Martha Merrill Books, 231 West Main Street.
Join the WAUK 540 AM and 101 FM The Shaw team when we broadcast live from the Waukesha Farmers Market, beginning Saturday, June 4th and lasting all summer long. Former Waukesha Alderman Don Brown hosts This Week in Waukesha, 8 to 9 AM. Then former U.S. Attorney James Santel launches his new Saturday morning show from 9 to 11. Raised in the Shaw with host Joel Clayfish rounds out the Saturday morning lineup, 11 to noon. Come to the Waukesha Farmers Market for the only radio program broadcasting live from the Shaw. For the Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM, I'm Sam Butson with your headlines. On Wednesday, the Marquette University Law School released new polling ahead of the August 9th primary, which is now less than 2 months away. In the first polling release since he announced his candidacy, construction executive Tim Michaels led the Republican gubernatorial field with 27%, 1 point ahead former Lieutenant Governor Rebecca Clayfish, who came in with 26% support from likely Republican voters. In the poll, incumbent Governor Tony Evers has approval rating of 48%. In the U.S. Senate race, incumbent Senator Ron Johnson has a net favorability rating of negative 9%. Current Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes leads the crowded field of Democratic candidates seeking to replace Ron Johnson this fall. Partly cloudy skies expected this morning, giving way to sunny skies this afternoon with light and variable winds and a high of 84 degrees. Clear skies this evening with an overnight low of 61 degrees. You're listening to The Shaw 101 FM and WAUK 540 AM.
Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. Always, you can join us at 844-967-2789. That's 844-967-2789. You can text us at that same number. Before we go to the phone lines, I was just talking about the fact that our beloved state of Wisconsin is the number two ranked most conservative of all the other states, and only the lunatics in Florida outpace them. And I really thought that the lunatics in Texas were about the worst. But here in our own state, the Republicans outpace, you know, everybody other than those in Florida. According to the Senate's ratings, 15 of Wisconsin's 21 GOP state senators hold conservative ratings of 90% or more. 56 of the Assembly's 58 Republicans received a conservative rating of at least 90%. Among Republican Senate President Chris Kapinger, a Republican from Delafield, rated highest in conservative rankings at 95%, while Senator Robert Coles, Republican Green Bay, ranked the lowest at 76%. In the Assembly, Representative Scott Krug of Nacoosa, Warren Petrick of the town of Washington, Shay Storwell of Two Rivers, and Gary Turchin of Bundale rated highest with 96%. Representative Chuck Wichkers of Muskego rated the lowest with 82%. All told, Wisconsin Senate saw the Republicans' average drop 4 percentage points since last year to 89%, while the Assembly climbed by 8 points to 92%, according to the ratings. Tom from L.A., I had to get that out. I had to get that off my chest. You live in L.A. You used to live in this state. We are the second worst when it comes to the conservative foolishness. Does that surprise you, man?
Well, first off, Earl, we the people ultimately are the government. So we get the government that we actually vote for. Second, the Republicans are the pro-death party. These conservatives wear this as a badge of honor. I don't even want to call them conservatives anymore. I want to call them just hate mongers. They're hateful people. is what they are. And I want to congratulate you on actually not just talking about, you know, just talking the talk, but actually walking the walk with, you know, doing something about what's going on in the city that you love in Milwaukee. There's so many people out there that just are armchair quarterbacks and sit there and criticize things such as the, you know, reading level and this and that, but they don't do anything about it. They just sit back and say, oh, it's the Democrats' fault. Oh, it's, you know, if this was being run by Republicans, it'd be so much better. Give me a break. I mean, it's just absolutely ridiculous. It's very sad. It's sad that the American people, the people of Wisconsin, can't just look at issue after issue. I really have a feeling that if you had a quiz, kind of like on, there's a website called selectacandidatequiz.com, that if you just went down the line and just voted on policy issues, that a lot of these Republicans, voters, would find that they actually line up more with progressive ideas. And they would actually, anyone that's a so-called, you know, Christian, would actually line up more with progressive values. But for some reason, they've been so brainwashed on the other side, they can't think for themselves. All they do is the same talking points over and over again. So when they get into a conversation, they don't know what the hell to do. But yeah, it's really quite sad because they're leaving a world. I guess they're not leaving. So the conservatives aren't leaving a world for their, or the hate mongers aren't leaving a world for their children or grandchildren, in terms of the people in power, that they'll, you know, not be able to survive because they're taking all the big money and they're living behind gated communities. But I just feel like, you know, Bill was talking about before, like if we could just say, hey, we'll let you go, you know, kind of you admit what you did. And I just think that ever since, maybe even before, because the original sin of slavery in this country, but if you just go back to George War Criminal Bush, we have so many wounds and so many things that have not been fixed by the justice. And if there is no justice, there is no peace. There is no good. I feel like the whole country is going through a nervous breakdown, honestly.
Well, so Tom, you are absolutely correct when you point that out. I was talking about this on the other day, and people can still act like it's not happening, and they can act like, well, it's the great United States, and it's still the greatest nation on earth, and we'll get past this. But you don't get past these kinds of things when you have a 96% approval rating for the so-called Republicans or conservatives, and that all their focus is to see that we can be more conservative than the next person. They're not looking at any of the issues that will impact and affect and change the lives of people or project this nation into a brighter future. None of that ever comes into play. It's whether or not I can be more conservative and come up with something more asinine than the person who's next to me. Have you ever heard some of the things that these people propose, Tom? And I'm sure you have on a local and a national levels, these conservatives.
I mean, it's just, yeah, it's just,
it's out of the twilight zone.
Why the people, I just don't understand why the people are taking this. I mean, like I said, we have, you know, a media that loves food fights. They're there when every time the, you know, Tea Partiers were doing their little thing, even if there were five people that showed up. So you get 500,000 people, a million people showing up at the Capitol in Wisconsin, and they don't even cover it. I mean, it's just amazing to me. I everything comes back, as I've always said, to money and politics. It all comes back to what happened with Citizens United, Buckley versus Vallejo, and First National Bank versus Blatty. And if we don't get money out of politics and quick, and if we don't get where people are not going to Washington, like the, I think you were talking about Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany.
If we don't
get money out of politics and make it where a person's not going to Washington or going into politics just to make money, this country is over.
You know, you,
this country is over.
You said Fitzgerald and Tom Tiffany and the guy that reminds me of Barney Rubble.
The one that lives in his mom's basement. what's his name?
But Rex Grossman.
Ghost something or other.
Yeah, but Rex. Grossman. I forgot his.
Grossman.
Yeah. But man, those guys all went to Washington, and with those Wisconsin ideas, and they really, people really bought into that in this state, and we haven't been able to get beyond that, man. You know.
Well, Earl, I'll tell you this. The only
Glenn Grothman.
Go ahead. Yeah. And the people are suffering are just the average American people, and they don't get it. They just don't. All they want to do is point the finger at someone else rather than actually figuring out what the problem is. And you know, Widow Hendricks, when she said to Scott Walker, and she said, you know, what are we going to do to make this into a red state?
Yeah, well, and he
said, we're going to divide and conquer. Now, that right there should have woke up even people on the right to say, divide and conquer? Aren't we the United States?
Aren't we supposed to be coming together? But again, Tom, in this state, the state of Wisconsin, and many people should take heed to those statistics I just gave out.
Man, yeah.
The second worst, you know, or those conservative views, the second highest ranked of those, you know, moronic jackasses.
You're talking about a lot of gerrymandering and things like that as well, because the people of Wisconsin are actually more...
I'm talking about, as you stated, we the people are the government, but yet we voted those people in, Tom.
You're right. You're absolutely right, Earl.
We got to look in the mirror because...
We got cancer in this country, and we better figure out...
All right.
Stop saying look
thank,
look
thank you, man.
I got
to go to break. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuning into the Earl Ingram Show. Be right back.